Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, August 28th, 2023. Still August, though. Still summer. Still a full month. Well, almost a full month of summer left. Don't rush me, fall. Trying to busy having an endless summer over here. So, hi. It's us. Thank you for listening today. I'm finally going to get to that one email I've had. I swear to God, I open this fucking email every day. And today I'm finally going to get to it. In fact, I think the lady... Her name's Naked Mom, by the way.
Oh, right.
I've teased it so many times. She's like, I keep tuning in and you don't do much. I bet today she's like, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't hear it until Friday when she downloads the podcast. Then she goes, all right, don't say my name. Call me Naked Mom.
All right.
Yeah. Which is nice. I was a naked mom for a while. My mom, she'd still be a naked mom if I didn't bitch about it. Mom, put
your
clothes on.
What do you mean you were
on.
A naked mom?
Let me just get to the thing, and then we could talk about everybody's varying.
I
want to
hear the naked mom thing.
Nakedness.
Yeah,
you'll
I mean,
hear
that's,
it. You'll
you
hear
got,
it.
Hello,
it's naked mom.
Hello.
Slurps all around. I've been a listener. Naked mom slurps. I've been listener since the very beginning when I was a senior in high school. I met SNV in person a gazillion years ago at the Tower Records CD signing in Corte Madera. Who was the artist that was doing that? We weren't there. So, did we sign the Sarah and Vinny 5-year CD?
I was going down at that
point.
Yeah,
you were.
So, but I know that that was happening as I was going down. And so I don't doubt that I was there, but I was shortly thereafter no longer on the show.
You know, it was so ironic, too, because we were 5 years in. We were just about to sign these massive 5-year deals. We were so excited, and Vinny is just fucking self-destructing. Mm-hmm. And we put out the five years of thrills and spills or whatever that our album was called. Had a bunch of bits and some songs on there and stuff. And oh my God, it was like the height of irony. Oh great, 5 years and poof.
Yep.
Anyway.
No,
so
and to DiNardo's credit, he was like, I have this deal right here on my desk. I want you to have it. Come and get it.
Please.
And I was like, I cannot get my act together, dude. I can't.
Right.
I don't know how to. I'm trying my hardest. Believe me, I want nothing more than to all the sacrifice and work I've put in up to this point finally going to pay off, and I am self-destructing.
Yeah. Liquor just owned you. I mean, that's just so ridiculously difficult. Okay, so this person, senior in high school, met us in person at a Tower Records CD signing in Corte Madera. Somewhere in storage, I have a priceless CD signed by you two. And then I just got to see you again at the last Secret Show with my high school bestie. Mm. What was the last Secret Show we did? Is it the drag show?
Yeah, the Not-So-Secret drag show.
Oh, that was a good one. Although those eyelashes I was wearing, huge mistake. I remembered like just sort of trying to see around them the whole
that
day.
That was fun.
Just like,
oh. I liked it.
It's big ass things. I love you all. Listen all morning long while getting ready for work, making breakfast, packing lunches, dropping kiddos off at school, and then commuting. I'll start with my question and then add some context. Here's the question. As a mom of two boys, when do I need to stop walking around the house naked? When is it weird? So here we go. Context. My boys are 5 and 7. My hub and I are 44 and 54. Both hardworking parents, life feels very similar to Vin and Christina. The go, go, go never stops, never stopping. Sarah, I remember laughing along years ago when you would describe the nakedness in your house when your boys were young. I was young and single and would never have imagined my life being where it is now. I think I remember your laundry room was downstairs, so you'd make them, I did too. She remembers this very well. You'd make them strip off there and then send them upstairs to put on clothes or get in the bathtub, whatever it is. And you would do so too in certain situations. That is true. If we were all filthy, we all took our clothes off in the laundry room and then we all went upstairs to hop in the big shower and the big tub. We had a big tub in our master bedroom, or sorry, our primary bedroom. Mm. So here I am, many years later, mom of two crazy little boys who are still pretty darn cute naked, with a laundry room at the other end of the house, but so damn lucky to have a laundry room. Our laundry room is right as you enter the house through the garage. So it's pretty regular that I make them strip their clothes there so as not to track mud, sand, general boy grime through the house. Sometimes my hub and I do the same. Ex coming back from a muddy hike or the beach, they could care less about being naked. In fact, I think they'd likely never wear clothes if we didn't make them. What I'm struggling with is, when are they too old to see me naked? We were just on vacation in Hawaii, and there was a lot of midday changing in and out of bathing suits for all, and I started to think about it a little more. Generally, they don't even notice me walking from the bathroom to the bedroom in the nude. We don't have a primary bathroom. If they do, they usually laugh and point at my butt versus noticing my upper hemisphere, which will I will admit, I'm quite blessed. She's saying, big camp.
Lucky.
It's nice. I don't want to make it a thang. But I didn't grow up in a house where being naked was normal. You always covered up. So I like that we're all comfortable, but when is it weird versus comfortable? Sarah, did it ever get weird in your house, or did it just organically evolve to less naked time as the boys got older? Or did they start getting grossed out seeing you naked? Outside of my question, I just want to say I love you all. Sarah, I love hearing about your yard and garden projects. We bought our house for the yard, the space, not the landscaping. And as the kids are getting older, we're really trying to beautify it little by little. The boys even help. It's a ton of work, but I have made your hashtag yard goals, and yours is inspiring. Vinny, our lives are so similar. Your wife and I work under the same umbrella, and it's a lot. My husband is a teacher and picks up a lot of the kids' slack, practices, dinner, homework, etc., but he does not do birthday parties. It's so fun to hear another grandpa dad laugh about his life with the young kids.
Oh.
We're happy and exhausted. OFOC, naked mom. So back to her question. As a mom of two boys, when do I need to stop walking around the house naked? When is it weird? Are you waiting for me to?
Yeah.
Well, you're the mom of two boys, right?
Yes, you're the naked lady mom.
The naked mom.
So when I was a little girl, by about age 10, I was done being naked in front of my family. We were a naked family. My mom and dad still, I go and stay at my house, and my dad will just, I'll see his dick at least twice during the stay. You know, my mom, she's just like, you know, pulls off her fucking bathing suit and wraps it tight. I'm just like, oh, great. I just look away. And when I have to change, I go into my bedroom and pull off whatever I'm wearing, change into something else. It's just when I was 10 years old, I just became body conscious, and I wasn't going to be naked. And it bummed my mom out. She was like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Get your clothes off. Well, I'm not doing that in front of you anymore. And she was like surprised by it. And it wasn't like a big deal. I mean, she always was kind of a TMI type of person. But then, and I always said, I don't know how I'll handle that when I have my own kids. But honestly, because I nursed and there's your tit, you know, so it's a weird line to draw suddenly that your kid can't see you naked anymore. Plus, there is so much of like family, like it's bath time. We're all taking baths. We're all taking showers. It just happens. For me, it was like when it was noticeable that they would be looking and that it just becomes noticeable. And it was, I would make a point to sort of not be right in front of them as I changed or do that stuff. And, you know, I didn't care. I didn't freak out if they saw me naked. No big deal. I wanted it to seem normal. It's just a body. But I wasn't like walking around the house naked anymore. And
what age was that?
When they were both over five, I would say. I would change. I would be near them, whatever, but no, I wasn't naked, and they were always naked. Like little boys, they just always want to be naked, in my experience. When my oldest hit 10, which was exactly when it happened to me, I stopped. I've never seen him naked since, not once. He just, and it wasn't a thing we didn't talk about. That was just it. He was, clearly something was going on that he was just like, that's, and I had said to him plenty of times that your body's yours. You can be private. You have to be in charge of whoever, nobody can touch you without your permission. Nobody can see you without your permission. Like, you need to be comfortable with it. The younger one, though, he'll come out and be like, what the fuck is this on my nuts? And have, I mean, like, even now, he just does not care, and he'll pull his shit out. And you got to like look like, pretend you're, you know, like a doctor. Well, let me have a look at that. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe we take that to a doctor and ask the doctor about it. What do you think?
You approve, you though, as a lady? Are you like, hey, that's not bad. Good job, kid.
You take after your dad, huh?
I actually, you know, that's funny. I think that the most recent thing that he showed me on his balls, he had his dick in his hand kind of pushed to the side, and he had his balls pulled out, like, you know, to the... So it wasn't like he was putting the whole thing on display and I had to, like, search through the package to find the thing he was talking about. He had it all isolated.
Oh, yeah, more gray hairs than last time, I see.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah, it was thoughtful of him. So I felt like it... I felt like it was a really fairly natural progression at my house. So I don't think... I think that between you will have an uncomfortable moment or there will be a snag of weirdness or someone will just decide that they don't want to be naked in front of you anymore and I don't think you should fight that. I think it happens on its own time and it doesn't sound like you guys are like, okay, we're not just going to all get cleaned up and changed. We're going to lounge naked. Like, that's not happening. So I wouldn't worry. I mean, if you're naked sunbathing, like used to happen at my house, maybe it's a different story.
Or like Bryn.
My mom was just, or like Bryn with his long schlong.
Yeah, the tanning naked.
What's that gigantic long thing on you, Dad?
Massive.
What's that massive? Are you got a baseball bat laying across
your... How far it goes this time.
We're done. That's it.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, we're sure.
All right.
We've said all that needs
to be
said.
You're not going to ask me what kind of like suntan lotion I'm using? Or...
Oh, what kind of suntan lotion?
Yeah, you rub it on? You rub it on real good?
I will say that I stopped getting naked around my daughter at around a year ago, I think, because it was like straight eye level. Like,
yeah.
My main area.
They do start like...
And especially when she once grabbed it. Like, she thinks it's funny. It's hilarious. And I'm like, ah! But, I made sure that she knows this is a private area. Yours is too. And I try not to make a big thing out of it.
Yes.
Like,
that's key.
Nothing. It's got to be nothing.
Everybody has a body.
I still bathe her all the time, especially since her arm was broken.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to, like, do all the washing. I'm not sure why mom. Oh, mom's got the baby to take care of. That's why. So, yeah, I still bathe her all the time. And she's
But
the
you
one
don't
that's naked.
Bathe her with your dick out.
I bathe her
not anymore.
While I'm wearing clothes.
Right.
I tell
That's
her to
what
get
I'm
yeah. Yeah, I tell her to get I used to take a bath with her all the time. And then she started like, you know, really noticing the difference between me and her, you know, like what's going on down there, and I'm like, "Oh, well, dad's got different parts." And I kind of leave it pretty vague.
Yeah.
I don't say too much right now. I'm sure she'll learn it in school. But if she asks, I'll answer her as vague as possible still.
Well, you answer honestly, but you don't mm-hmm. have to be. You don't have to elaborate. You don't have to tell stories of
right.
all the, you know, the yeah. capers that it's
of what it does.
In, right?
Yeah, she's asked about babies and how the baby got in mom and stuff like that. Can't remember my answer.
You were like, "Oh, you remember that big long bat I had across my lap last week? It's that."
Oh man, this story goes on.
So, well, she's 5 now. Mm-hmm. Actually, she's almost six.
Six.
So
on Halloween.
She can bathe herself.
She
you
can
be in there. You help. You help mm-hmm. with the scrub. Make sure everything gets washed. But
right.
I mean, she's definitely getting to a point where
she
you can
do
have
herself.
A real convo with her. And she, if she's noticing and you're not comfortable with it, that there's your moment, right?
Usually, she wants to be with somebody because she's a little baby.
Yeah.
Like, oh, spider. Or
I want to be alone.
I hear weird noises, and I'll try to force her to do it herself because she's old enough. Then I'll come in and just kind of like see if her skin is completely soapy still. And I'm like, you didn't even wash that off yet. You can't get out yet. Like, cause her, like she wipes down with the soap.
Right.
But doesn't
you gotta
wash
rinse
off.
It. Right.
Right. But yeah, other than that.
All right. What about you, Alex? You seem like you got a shit eating grin on your face.
No. I was just laughing about Bryn's tanning situation still. But,
oh, 5 minutes ago.
No,
all
no,
right.
no. Just on that.
He is captivated by your schlong, obviously. seems evident.
I don't have it. I'm just taking notes because I don't have any kids, so I don't really have to deal with this. But I do
what
remember.
What was it like at your house?
Yeah, my mom walked around naked for a while. I remember that.
Too long?
I don't know. I mean, maybe not too long. It was,
but you have clear memories of your mom walking around naked.
Yeah, so probably too long. So,
well, that's not necessarily.
Not necessarily, yeah.
I mean, if you were uncomfortable, then it was too long, I
no,
guess.
No, I do think it's like, you know, personally, I feel, but I don't have kids, so I don't know how much my opinion matters because I'm not in that situation. But yeah, I would say 7 seems to me personally, I would be like, oh, maybe. You know,
maybe it's time for that.
Yeah, I feel like that personally. If I had a kid, you know, I mean, I don't think I'd tell Myra what to do because I don't want to start that. But you know, that would be.
Do you know if she was raised in a naked family? I mean, those Brazilians, they're wild.
I'll have to ask her. So. Yeah.
I remember being around 8 or 9 going to Vietnam, and this is long after my mom stopped getting naked around me.
Get naked, dude.
I remember when I was like 4 or 5, she's probably stopped bathing with me. But I went to Vietnam, and I saw my aunt feeding, and I didn't know my aunt. I just met her, and she'd pull out her tit like right away, and I remember being fascinated.
Well, yeah.
And knowing that I shouldn't look at that, but I couldn't stop looking at it. So I think at that point, that's probably around the time where you should, I don't know, I not that I had feelings
for
it.
And you say
it,
you were 7?
I was like 8 or 9.
Eight.
Yeah.
8 or 9, okay.
And she was just very free. Maybe it was a Vietnam thing, or maybe that everybody
yeah,
lived in one house, whatever
pulled,
it was.
Pulls out their tit and feeds their baby.
Yeah, yes. It was just a normal thing.
I remember
she's like, do you want a sip?
I remember my grandma pulling me out of the tub one time to dry me off, and I was like 7 to 9-ish, and I was like, oh yeah, actually I can do this myself. I felt, yeah, that was a little weird of it.
Oh,
like she's
there you are naked.
She's a grandma doing her grandma thing, yeah, and that was kind of, I was like.
Yeah, for her it was no thing. You're a baby as far as she's concerned. Yeah.
Exactly.
Spread your cheeks. Let me get to that butthole.
But I remember feeling a little embarrassed.
Let's get that dried out. We're going to swab that. Now, Vinny, I'm dying to hear what you have to say.
Well, what I would say to the lady who wrote in is you're already there. If you're thinking about this, if it's occurred to you that it may have, you may be done, then you're probably done.
Yeah.
I think that's how it kind of goes. Like, I didn't think anything of it. And then a couple, you know, side eyes later, I was like, oh, all right. And then, like Bryn said, it's very common for them to reach, you know, you're
well,
their
there
dad.
It is
they're,
hanging off of you.
They're not thinking anything of that in any way. And you're like, that is not to be touched. And yikes. So I for me, I definitely already got there with Isla, and my kids are far enough apart that it's just affecting Edie in such a way that, like, now she can bathe with her older sister. I don't have to be as involved.
Right.
I didn't know this happens, so this is news to me because it didn't. I don't think it happened in my house, but everyone uses mom and dad's bathroom. Everyone.
Yeah. Yes.
All four of us. Every time, every night. That's why one of the reasons why I have to sleep in another room. Like, if those kids haven't, especially through this summer, those kids haven't bathed by 8 o'clock, I'm fucked.
Yes. If you're trying
I can't
to sleep
get in bed. You know, you get in bed and then they come streaming through with towels and, you know, you get, hey, don't touch me. Mom said I could. And you're like, what the fuck? It's bedtime for dad, people.
Yeah. Past bed. I'm already in bed. It's right. Past my bedtime. No.
So,
yeah, I think that is a thing because there's a lot of houses now that have these primary bedrooms that have the best tub, the biggest shower, the funnest things. All mom's clothes are in there. It's
well,
all
also,
fun.
And this was Christina's because I, you know, I went to the boss and was like, fuck this. Those kids need to go use their own bathroom. And she was like, no, I need them to use the one bathroom so we have one mess to clean up.
Oh, that's good.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Great. So that's the deal. That's why that happens in our house, and that's been an issue. But what I have learned through my experiences, I never locked the door. I always just kind of left it open, and then someone walks in. And I have taken to shutting and locking the door so I can just take a shower
right.
Without someone walking in.
Just to have a look or a little honk honk.
I want it to, you know what? I'm not trying to have them see me. Like, I don't want them to walk in and have me go like, ah!
Right. You don't want to make it a thing.
Right. So it's better for me to just be like, the door's locked. They can't get in. I can take my shower. If it's dinner time, I'm still in the shower anyway. So I'll be down when I'm done.
Right.
So that's sort of how I've handled that. But I would say to the lady, you're already noticing it. So it's already, you don't have to, but you definitely have different parts from them and their fascination is going to happen.
But I do think that phasing it out is the way. Like for me, I just stopped, you know, getting in the tub with them. That was just not going to happen anymore. And it just, I don't know. I think these things work themselves out. Like, if, like Vinny said, you're questioning it, so it's already happening. But it doesn't have to happen today. Mm. There is no set date for it. You just start, you know, changing on your own. Bring it, putting a robe on, whatever. Just don't make a big thing of it.
Right.
Never point out, oh, well, you guys are naked and I'm not naked. Or, you know, dad doesn't get naked or you guys get naked. Whatever.
I don't have any memory of seeing Sandy naked.
And you don't even think you were breastfed, right?
She told me I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
And she told me that at that time, they were saying formula is better for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So yep. She was giving me what she was told was the best thing for a baby.
Yeah. No, it was so, like there was a whole thing about that. My mom was like, you would have gotten formula, but we were too poor. She was like, I had to feed you breast milk because we couldn't afford that on dad's salary. And that was that. So.
Wow.
I know.
Well, your dad clearly made some gangster moves along the way because he's done quite well for himself,
yeah,
hasn't he?
Yep. He and his brother had a company they ran.
That's great.
He did well. Yeah. He wound up in Marco Island, Florida. Paradise, you guys. Paradise down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, I do think that your boys, who knows what their sexuality will ultimately be, but in general, I think that you might even find them staring at you or looking at you in a way where you're like, what the fuck, kid? I'm your mom. But they're not going to associate that, sexually speaking. The interest is
simply seeing the anatomical differences.
Yeah, and there is like this, and when boobs start to really give you a feeling at school about, you know, Michelle whatever's boobs or nubs or whatever they're called at that age, you'll start to put them together and go, oh, those become this, and that's why I feel weird. It's better you're just out of the mix by then.
Right. By then,
in my opinion,
they should be a distant memory. Or not, or do whatever you guys feel is right in your family. There's plenty of families who are just like we're naked.
I'll give you an example, and I'm not bringing this up to make fun of you or John. I actually think, though, that your brother with the peephole that we make fun of is the same thing. He's just looking at the anatomy. He's not lusting after his sister. He's or his her sister's
Let's
friends
fucking hope not, right?
Necessarily, but I do think that there's a profound interest in seeing what's going on with this other and why.
Well, and there was no internet, so.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the thing about my brother, though, is that he was definitely like 14, 15, 16 when that was going on. So I think that while I'm hoping and praying that it never happened when it was just me in that room, you know, that it only ever happened when my friends were there. That's my sincere hope. That's all. Well, and now we've gotten into teenage weirdness, which has nothing to do with this lady's question. So right. I hope we helped, Naked Mom. I send your emails along to Bryn, BRYN, at
more to that story,
RadioAlice.com. And we will see you back here tomorrow.
The end. Sorry, I don't know which ending we're doing here.
It's fine. You got
the
it.
The end.